Sport Yukon is backing a new gym at the relocated Ecole Whitehorse Elementary School to help fill the city's 117-hour weekly deficit in gym space, citing its significance for growing sports like basketball, volleyball, and pickleball. Having a gym of this size built on an elementary school provides access at an earlier time of the evening, said Reid Vanier, Sport Yukon's organizational development manager. It allows for better youth programming, for better senior programming. Vanier said positioning the gym on an elementary school site would help alleviate the territory's ongoing facility gap more effectively than if it were placed on a high school campus. Vanier warned that delays to the project risk stalling community wellness and undermining athletic development across the Yukon. He said volunteer-led clubs could use the space to expand league offerings, host regional and national tournaments, showcase Yukon talent, and increase overall participation. The proposed facility may also boost sports tourism, Vanier said. He said regulation volleyball courts and expanded basketball programming could attract a greater number of participants from outside the territory. The 2025 Lights Out basketball tournament saw 290 players register across 30 teams from Yukon, British Columbia, Northwest Territories, and Alaska. Leanne Fordham, president of Basketball Yukon, previously told the news the tournament needs additional gym space to grow future participation. It's not just about major events, though that's certainly part of it. With the potential to host more tournaments or sports tourism initiatives, it's about the ongoing health of sport and recreation in the territory, Vanier said. If this project is delayed or doesn't move forward, we risk falling further behind. Things won't improve without it. The gym is part of the Yukon government's decision to relocate Ecole Whitehorse Elementary School to the Tahini Educational Land Reserve. The move initially displaced two softball diamonds at the intersection of Range Road and College Drive. Sport Yukon and Softball Yukon had initially objected to the project's lack of consultation and risks to existing infrastructure in 2023, Vanier said. He added that the government later met with both organizations to gather feedback. Concerns about consultation were echoed by the Yukon Party and Yukon NDP, who called for engagement with Softball Yukon, the Tahini Neighborhood Association, and the AU's School Council. Following improved dialogue with territorial officials, Sport Yukon and Softball Yukon now support the relocation, Vanier said. On November 21, 2024, the Yukon government signed a Memorandum of Understanding with Softball Yukon to replace, upgrade, and build new facilities affected by the development. Our initial objection alongside Softball Yukon was that these announcements were made and there had been no consultation, Vanier said. Since that time, the government of Yukon has consulted heavily with both Softball Yukon and with Sport Yukon. Vanier emphasized that delays could prolong Whitehorse's facility shortage amid rapid population growth and rising enrollment in recreational programs. He said no alternative infrastructure plans currently exist to meet demand. Vanier said postponement could worsen youth dropout rates, strain volunteer-led sport organizations, and waste 2 years of consultation and planning. The organization views the school gym as the most viable solution, noting that new school construction may not occur again for years. Representing more than 80 nonprofit sport and recreation groups, Sport Yukon continues to advocate for gym space integration into public school construction. Vanier said the organization has pushed for expanded facilities since the project was announced 2 years ago. He said private sector spaces have proven unreliable for sport programming due to rental costs and limited availability. Volunteer-run groups often lack the financial resources to consistently access those facilities, which are designed to meet business needs rather than serve the wider community. Vanier pointed to the closure of Northern Lights Bowling in Whitehorse, which disrupted Special Olympics training, as evidence of the vulnerability of private venues. We saw with the bowling alley closing, that's a private sector business, that has a direct impact now on the Special Olympics team. That bowling team no longer has a facility because it was entirely and uniquely housed in the private sector, Vanier said. That's not the fault of the bowling alley, but that's just the reality. He said infrastructure planning, not political will, is the core challenge in building new sports facilities. Vanier credited the Yukon government with being responsive, especially after the Yukon government pulled its bid to host the 2027 Canada Winter Games, and said the current approach to linking new schools with recreation infrastructure is promising. Sport Yukon maintains that immediate action is needed to prevent long-term strain on the sport and recreation sector. Vanier said framing the gym as a community investment, rather than simply part of a school relocation, is central to building public support. "We're not going to magically get more space," Vanier said. "We need to be efficient, cost-efficient, energy-efficient and space-efficient. A school already needs lighting, heating and construction. Expanding its footprint is still more practical than finding another piece of land to build a completely separate facility." Contact Jake Howarth at jake.howarth@yukon-news.com.